Today we have the privilege of studying Perek Mem Aleph, the 41st chapter of Sefer Yeshayahu. We will begin, however, with the final psukim of Perek Mem, of chapter 40. We will begin with chapter 40, pasuk 27, Perek Mem, pasuk Kaf Zayin. The reason I begin here is because this is the beginning of the Haftarah, which we read for Parshat Lech Lecha. The Haftarah begins with Perek Mem, pasuk Kaf Zayin, and includes almost all of Perek Mem Aleph, of chapter 41. And from chapter 40, verse 27, through the end of 41 is really one unit. So it makes more sense to begin with chapter 40, verse 27, in studying this section. The overall theme here is to address the situation of the Jews at the time of the return to Eretz Israel at the beginning of Bayit Sheni. The Jews in Eretz Israel are suffering very serious economic deprivation, and they are questioning whether God is in fact with them. Is this perhaps a ploy of the Persian government to populate the Mediterranean coast, rather than being a directive from God? Is this a process designed by God, or a process designed by a wily and conniving Persian imperial regime? Why are we returning to Eretz Israel? And what is the meaning of this return? Those are the questions which the Jews addressed to the Navi. And the Navi addresses these questions in this Nevuah. He begins by addressing a rhetorical question to the Jews. Chapter 40, verse 27. Lama tomar Yaakov utdaber Yisrael? Nistera darki mehashem, ume alokai mishpati yaavor. Why do you say, O Yaakov, and speak, O Yisrael? My way is hidden from God, and my actions are passing away from my God? Why do you say God is not paying attention to your actions? God is not paying attention to your ways? Why are you saying that you are peripheral to God's focus, that you are ignored, that you are not part of God's field of interest? Pasukavchet. Well, there are real reasons why the Jews say this. Of course, the economic and political reality at the time would imply that they are in fact being ignored by fate and being ignored by God. And yet Pasuk Kafchet, through Lamed Aleph, provides the prophet's answer to this very serious rhetorical question. Pasuk Kafchet 28. Halo yadata im lo shamata? Elokei olam Hashem, borek tzot haaretz, lo yi'af velo yiga, en cheker litvunato. Don't you know, haven't you heard? God is the God of the whole world, or more accurately, God is the God of eternity. Borek tzot haaretz, he is the creator of the ends of the earth. Lo yi'af velo yiga, he does not tire, he does not become weary, nor is there any measure to his wisdom. In other words, God has infinite power, he is omnipotent, and infinite wisdom, he is omniscient. And therefore, you cannot claim that your particular situation is beyond God's ken. Rather, you must recognize that in his omniscience and in his omnipotence, he is aware of what's going on with you and is paying attention to it, even if it doesn't immediately appear to you so obvious that he is in fact paying attention to you. Pasukavtet, noten la ya'ef koach ule'en onim otzma yarbe. He gives strength to the tired, and to those who have no power, he gives very much strength. The phrase "noten le'ayif koach" is familiar from morning brachot, "hanoten le'ayif koach," but here it refers to God who has the capacity, even to those who are very tired, to strengthen and empower them. So do not claim that you are worn out, that you were exhausted from your experience of returning to Eretz Israel, that you have no more strength to build the land. Rather, recognize that God is the author and giver and distributor of strength, and if He chooses to give you strength, you will have strength. Pasuk Lamed is a sort of opposite, which is presented in order to contrast with the positive. So Pasuk Lamed is a negative. V'yi'afu ne'arim v'yigau uvachurim kashol yikashelu. Young men will become tired and weary, and young men will stumble. In other words, ne'arim and bachurim are emblematic here of those who have power and strength, and yet they may stumble and they may fall. But who will not stumble and fall? Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vekoye Hashem Yachalifu Choach Yaalu Ever Kanesharim Yarutsu Velo Yigau Yelechu Velo Yiafu. Those whose trust in God will renew their strength. They will once again cause their wings to rise like eagles. They will run and they will not become tired. They will walk and they will not be weary. So here the strength is given not to those who are possessed of normal physical strength, such as young men or youths. Rather, those who will receive strength here are those who trust in God. Koye Hashem yachalifu choach, ya'alu ever kanasharim. They will raise their wings like eagles. The idea here is that it is from trust in God that strength flows. God is the author and the distributor of strength, and he gives his strength to those who trust in him and to those who place their hope and faith in his power. With that, the Navi concludes his direct answer to the question, Lama Tomar Yaakov Utadaber Yisrael, with which the Haftarah opened. Why are you saying your way is hidden from God? Don't you know, if you trust in God, he will give you strength. Now, one might legitimately claim, how has God given us strength? Where is God going to give us strength? Is there any strength that we can expect from God? Has God, in fact, in the past given us any strength? That is the question the Navi deals with in Perek Mem Aleph, Psukim 1 through 4, or 1 through 5. This nevuah is presented in the form of a reeve, or a prophetic description of a court case in which God sues the nations of the world. God sues the nations of the world here for copyright infringement, and we will see why. The beginning of Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk 1, Hacharishu Eilai Iyim, Ulu'umim Yachalifu Choach, Yigishu, Az Yedaberu, Yachdav Lamishpat Nikrava. It is a call to the nations of the world, and specifically to those who are far away. Be silent to me, O islands, and nations. Gird yourselves with more strength. Switch your strength and renew your strength. The phrase Yachalifu Choach here echoes the same phrase in the final psukim of the previous parak. Yigishu, az yidaberu. Come close and then you will speak. In other words, approach the bar and then speak. Don't speak until you've come to before the court. Yachdav lamishpat nikrava. Together we will go appear in judgment. What is God demanding of the nations of the world, and why is he asking them to come before a court? He asks the following question. Pasuk Bet, this is the substance of the court case. Mi he'ir mimizrach, tzedek yikra'ehu leraglo. Who is it who awakened from the east? And who is, the object here is not defined. Who is it who awakened something or someone from the east? We're not told who has been awakened from the east, but who is it who awakened someone from the east? Tzedek yikra'ehu leraglo. Victory. Tzedek in this part of Yeshaya frequently means victory. Victory he called to his feet. Who is it awakened someone from the east and called victory to his feet? Yiten lefanim lefanav goyim umlachim yard. He gives before him nations and subdues kings. Yiten ke'afar karcharbo ke'kash nidaf kashto. He makes his sword as numerous as the dust. He makes his bow as many as the flying straw. Pasuk gimel yirdefem ya'avor shalom. He chases them and he passes in peace. Orach beraglav lo yavo. He crosses easily through a path that he has never crossed before. So who is this mighty warrior whom God has awakened from the east, he defeats nations, whose weapons he makes numerous, and whose paths he causes to be entirely peaceful? Who is this mighty warrior? Well, that is a pointed issue between the among the Mefarshim. Rashi takes the very clear position that this refers to Avram Avinu. The Ibn Ezra takes a clear position that it refers to Koresh, Cyrus, the king of Persia. The Radak cites both opinions, but ultimately sides with Rashi. I will here follow the view of the Ibn Ezra, that this refers to Koresh, to Cyrus, and you will see as I work why I'm developing that idea. Because essentially God is asking the Jews an answer to the previous question. You claim that you have been abandoned by God. God turns to the nations. Don't you, the nations, recognize who it is who sent Cyrus to vanquish the Babylonian Empire? Cyrus was awakened from Persia. Persia is to the east of Babel.
and Cyrus won very quick and lightning victories over the Babylonian Empire. Who do you think allowed him to do this? Do you think this happened by accident? Do you really take Cyrus's claim seriously when Cyrus claims that the god Marduk allowed him to do this? Don't you recognize that I, God, am the author of the world, and therefore the author of all events, that I am the creator, and therefore I call the shots in the world? That idea is expressed clearly in Pasuk Dalet. Mi fa'al ve'asa kore hadorot merosh? Who is it who acts and calls the generations from before? Ani Hashem Rishon ve'et acharonim anihu. I, God, am the very first, I am with those who live in the present. In other words, the acharonim, those who live in the last times, the present times. The idea of God's claiming that he is the first and is also with those who are in the present is a very powerful one. As we noted before briefly, Cyrus claims that his victories are due to his devotion to the god Marduk, who was the chief god of Babylonia in this time. Yet even according to the Babylonian theology, Marduk is not the creator god. Marduk is a god who emerges at a later time and supplants the initial creator, Ea, as the ruler of the world, as is detailed in the Enuma Elish epic. So Marduk is not really the Rishon, and he cannot possibly claim to know what is going to happen in the future, because he was not there when the foundations of the world were laid. So this is a sort of a polemic against Babylonian theology, using Babylonian theology. It is based on the premises of Babylonian theology, and says, even if we admit that you're right for a second, and we don't, but even if we, for sake of argument, admit that you're right, you still have no case. Because Marduk wasn't there when the world was created. And so it is I who claim to have been the creator God who can legitimately say that I know what's going to happen in the world, and therefore I am the one who sent Cyrus, and therefore you have to see the sending of Cyrus as part of my plan to redeem the Jews. When you recognize this, Pasuk Hei, Ra'u Iyim V'yirau, nations will understand this and fear. Ktsota aretz yecharadu, all the edges of the world will tremble. Karvu v'yetayun, you will come close and come near. When you realize that I am the one who is calling the shots here, that I am the one who is sending Cyrus, that I am the one who is in charge of the world. Psukim Vav and Zayin here are quite famous due to various songwriters in the modern period, but they are in fact descriptions of the making of idol worship, as you will see if you compare them with similar psukim in Perek Mem. Ishet re'eu ya'azoru l'achiv yomar chazak. One man says to one man helps another man, and to his friend he says, let's be strong. And Pasuk Zayin is a description of the making of these idols. So these are the people who are refusing to recognize God as sovereign. They are making idols. Part of the Babylonian theology is that the idols of Marduk indicate his power. You are trying to make Marduk more powerful. Don't you recognize that he who sent Cyrus is in fact God of the world? And so Perek Mem Aleph, Psukim 1-4, are an attack on the nations of the world for their refusal to recognize God. They highlight the idea that God is the author of Cyrus, and they provide an answer to the Jews' claims, is God ignoring us? No, of course he's not ignoring you. After all, he sent Cyrus to allow you to return to Eretz Israel. Now, that's very nice, but what about God's relationship to the Jews? Is it all going to be through Cyrus? Is Cyrus going to be the channel through which our relationship with God is going to be directed from now on? Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Chet, addresses these issues. Ve'ata Yisrael Avdi, Yaakov Asher Bechartich, Azera Avraham Ohavi. You, Yisrael, my servant, Yaakov, whom I chose, the seed of Abraham, my loyal one. So you, God, now addresses Am Yisrael. And he describes Am Yisrael here in Pasuk Tet in language that is suspiciously and eerily reminiscent of the way in which he addressed Koresh elsewhere. Am Yisrael is the chosen one. Koresh is only the sort of chosen one. Am Yisrael is the really chosen one. Asher hechazakticha mikzot haaretz. I held on to you from the edges of the earth. In other words, I brought you from the edges of the earth. Umeatzileha kraticha, and from its nobles I called you. Now this is a reference to Am Yisrael being brought from the edges of the earth, in other words, from Babel into Eretz Yisrael. The noble descent of Eretz of Am Yisrael is here evoked because Am Yisrael are the descendants of Avraham, the noble Avraham. But this is also an oblique reference on a second level to Koresh, because Koresh was called from the edges of the earth in the sense that Koresh was in fact the king of a peripheral kingdom, the kingdom of Anshan, which is located in the northwestern corner of Persia. And he was brought into center stage of world affairs by God calling him from the east side of Babel into center stage Babel and bringing him to conquer the city of Babel. And both to Am Yisrael and to Koresh, as we will see, God says, Va'omar lecha avdi ata, I said to you, you are my servant. God, and the continuation of Sefer Yeshayah will call Koresh his servant. And as we will see, there are numerous prakim where God calls Am Yisrael his servant. Bechartich avelom astich, I chose you, I will not reject you. Or I do not reject you. Pasuk Yud. Al tirak imcha ani, al tishtak yani elokecha. Imatzticha af azarticha, af timachticha bimin tzidki. Don't be scared because I am with you. Don't be afraid because I am your God. I strengthen you. I am your ally. I even support you with my victorious right hand. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hen yevoshu v'yikalmu kol hanecherim bach, yucha'ayin v'yovdu anshe rivecha. All those who denigrate you, necherim bach, all those who are angry, who treat you with contempt, will be embarrassed and will be ashamed. Hen yevoshu v'yikalmu kol hanecherim bach. Yucha'ayin v'yovdu anshe rivecha. Those who argue against you will be like nothing and will disappear. V'yovdu, to disappear. Tivakshem v'lo timtza'em. You will seek those who fight against you. Anshe matzutecha. Tivakshem v'lo timtza'em anshe matzutecha. You will seek those who fought against you and you will not find them. Yucha'ayin ucha'efes anshe milchamtecha. The men who war against you will be like nothing and like zero. Ki ani Hashem Elokecha machazik yiminecha, haomer lecha al tira ani azarticha. Because I am God, your God, who holds on to your right hand, who says to you, do not be afraid, I am your ally. And the image of holding on to your hand here is also an image that is used in the Cyrus theology. Cyrus claims, Marduk held on to my hand and brought me into the city of Babel. And here God is saying, not only did Marduk not bring Koresh, I, God, brought Koresh, but not only is it that I, God, brought Koresh, I, God, am going to treat Am Yisrael as the chosen one. The same way that Koresh came from nowhere to become the supreme ruler of Babel and the supreme ruler of the whole Persian Empire and the whole known world, so too will I, God, make Am Yisrael powerful and requite their hopes. This idea of Am Yisrael as the new Koresh is illustrated even more powerfully in the next three psukim, psukim 14 through 16. Al tir'i tola'at Yaakov metei Yisrael. Ani azartich ne'um Hashem v'go'alech kadosh Yisrael. Do not be scared, O worm of Yaakov, O people of Israel, O people of Israel. So there is the idea of worm of Yaakov. Worm is something very delicate who spins a silk, but who is not exactly the most powerful force in the world. Rashi here quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, Lama nifshilu Yisrael etolat. Why were the Jews compared to this worm? Just as the tolat only smites the powerful cedar trees with its mouth. The worm smites the trees with its mouth. The worm eats away at the trees. Just as the worm is soft, but yet can defeat the powerful, the strong, hard cedar trees. Kach Yisrael kol kocham batfila. So to Israel, all their power is in prayer. Umakim et umot ha'olam shehem chazakim ka'arazim v'nimshalim bahem. So too, the nation, Israel, all their power is in their words, in tefillah, and they can defeat the nations of the world, whose power is like the cedar trees. So back to the pshat. Pasuk Yudalet, Al Tir'i Tolaat Yaakov. Don't be scared, O worm of Yaakov, O people of Israel. Ani Azartich Nu'um Hashem, V'goalech Kadosh Israel. I am your ally, says God, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Now, Pasuk 15:16 are really intensely Cyrus imagery. Hinei Samtich Lemorag Harush Tzchadash, Baal Pipfiot. Behold, I have made you into a threshing sledge with new teeth, Baal Pifiyot, with sword with sharp edges. A threshing sledge is a board on the bottom of which are affixed metal spikes, which one drives over the cut grain on the threshing floor. And by driving this heavy sledge with the spikes and blades on it over the cut grain, one separates the straw from the part of the wheat containing the kernel, and then one separates the chaff from the kernels. And then one picks up the wheat and with a pitchfork throws it in the air. That's called zore. And the chaff flies away, and the good kernels stay on the threshing floor. So this is actually a reference to the melacha of dash, which we know from Hilchos Shabbos, but here it's a reference to the idea through a metaphor that's found many times in Mesopotamian royal inscriptions, where the king is compared to a threshing sledge as he defeats his enemies, because he beats them and separates them and crushes them so thoroughly that it's like a threshing sledge. So here Israel is becoming the threshing sledge. It's not the Mesopotamian conqueror's threshing sledge, but that rather that Am Yisrael is the threshing sledge. Hinei samtich lemorag charutz chadash ba'al pifiyot. Tadush harim v'tadok. You will thresh mountains and smash them. Ugva'ot kamotz tasim. And you will make hills like the chaff. Pasuk tetzayin. We move to Melechah Zoret. The idea of throwing it in the wind. Tizareim v'ruach tisaim. You will throw them in the wind, and the wind will carry away the chaff. You will winnow them and carry them away, and the wind will carry away the chaff. Usa'ara tafitz otam, and a storm will spread them. Ve'ata tagil b'shem, biktosh Yisrael titalal, and you will rejoice in God, in the Holy One of Israel, you will find praise. So in other words, Am Yisrael here has to recognize that he who made Am Yisrael into a threshing sledge, who can defeat their enemies and can win victories, is none other than Kadosh Yisrael, and the Holy One of Israel, God. The phrase Kadosh Yisrael appears frequently in these Prakim of Yeshayahu, and it is consistently used to refer to God when he causes Am Yisrael to publicly win victories facing their enemies. The next several Psukim Yud Zayin to Kaf, are a fascinating description in which the Navi addresses the people of Am Yisrael living in Eretz Israel at this time in the language of Aniyim ve'evyonim. You poor people, you poor, downtrodden, underprivileged folks. Here it contains explicit promises of divine help. Haniyim ve'evyonim mevakshim mayim ve'ayin, lishonam batzama nashata, ani Hashem e'enim, Elokei Yisrael lo e'ezvem. You poor and downtrodden ones who seek water and don't find any, your tongue is forgotten from thirst. I, God, will answer you, them. The God of Israel, I will not abandon them. Eftach al shvayim neharot, uvetoch bekaot ma'ayanot, asim midbar la'agam mayim ve'eret Tzia lemotzae mayim. I will open up in the heights rivers, and in the midst of valleys I will place wells. I will make the desert into a swamp land, and the dry out land to a place where there is water gushing forth. Et pasuk yutet eten b'midbar erez shita v'hadas ve'et shamen asim ba'arava b'rosh tidhar ut ashur yachdav. Pasuk Yutet, I will place in the wilderness cedar, terebinths, myrtles, and
olive trees. Et shaman here may refer to an olive tree or to some other type of tree that gives oil. I will place in the plain, asim ba'arava, brosh tithar uta ashur yachdav. These are specific names of trees. We know some of them one of them is the juniper, one of them is the cypress, but these are trees which are mentioned, interestingly enough, in Babylonian royal inscriptions, as part of what of the trees that the king would use to make the various types of avodah zarah, and they're gifts of the god to the king. So here again, an idea of Am Yisrael is being given these things as gifts from Kadosh Baruch Hu, rather than these things being given as gifts by the Babylonian gods to the Babylonian king, rather than these things being given as gifts from Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Babylonian king, these things are being given as gifts to Am Yisrael. And what is the purpose of this? You must publicly acknowledge that God is the one who does all this. And here God responds to the Reeve court case, which he began with with the nations of the world. In the first pasuk of our perek, he began by saying, I'm going to sue you. Who is this who awakened from the east, who caused Koresh to come? And you have to recognize, not only did God cause Koresh to come, but God also caused Am Yisrael to return to their land. And not only will he do that, but he will also give Am Yisrael the water and trees and vegetation necessary to ensure their economic survival in Eretz Yisrael. Leman pasuk kaf leman yiru v'yedu v'yasimu v'yaskilu yachdav. And the emphasis here is important. In order that you see and you know and you place it in your hearts and you intellect together. Intellect is a verb here. In order that you know that you pay close attention to all that you all pay close attention to the following. What must you know? Ki yad Hashem astazot, that the hand of God has done this. That it is through God's power that all this is being created. U'kadosh Yisrael bara'ah. And the Holy One of Israel has created it. The continuation of the parak repeats this theme of Reeve, of God suing the nations, demanding that they recognize that it is God who has brought Cyrus, demand that they recognize that it is God who can predict the future and not any other God, demanding that they see that the idols are powerless. And I will only cite one pasuk from the conclusion of the parak. I encourage everyone to look over these psukim if they're on their own, but I will only cite Pasuk 27. Rishon l'tzion hinei hinam v'liyushalayim mevaser eten. I will make them the very first ones who come to Tzion. They are the very first ones who come to Tzion. They, the returners to Tzion, are the Rishonim, are the very first ones. The promise of divine help to them. And I will give Yerushalayim an announcer to announce that future ones will continue to come. This refers to the theme of Mevaseret Yerushalayim in Perek Mem, who announces that future Jews are coming back. I will give an announcer to Yerushalayim who will announce that Jews are not, this is not the only wave, that future waves are on their way.